Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Miss Allie Mack hanging out with you here on Tuesday morning. Big Braves dub last night. Obviously, getting back through some of the undrafted free agents that agreed to deals yesterday and Sunday with the Atlanta Falcons. So that's been a lot of fun conversation. We're going to get to the front page in a minute and do a little bit of an NBA playoff breakdown. But Allie walked in this morning and she's like, yeah, I had some firefighters at my house the other day. I'm like, wait, what? Like, what? What just happened? Explain to the people
the
situation.
Were they doing a
calendar shoot? Yeah, like,
no.
I was like, bro.
I would say this is half not our fault, but Grant and I are just stumbling into home ownership, and we got this new security system put in. Now, why I say it's half not our fault is the batteries in the carbon monoxide detectors were dead. So started beeping immediately.
Okay.
And we ordered new batteries, got them in, and didn't think about what time it is. It's about 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, no.
Changed out the batteries.
Oh.
And immediately the alarm goes off. We have to call the security system, give them our secret keyword. And then they told us, yeah, and the fire department is on their way. We're like, but we told you the keyword. Can you just tell
cancel.
Them no?
Cancel.
Like, well, no. No. And
U-turn.
Sure enough, within 5 minutes, I mean, our neighbors just have to be like, who are these people?
Dude.
The fire department is showing up at 10:30 at night.
Wait, did they show up like with sirens ablazing?
Sirens were off, lights going, though.
Oh,
and so we have three dogs. So the doorbell goes off and dogs are going nuts. So we're trying to wrangle the dogs, right? And they're thinking there's a carbon monoxide leak. So then they start pounding on our door. And we're like, hang on, please.
Man.
Just hang on.
I'm gonna break the door down. I'm going to break the door down.
I mean, personally, I was cracking up when this whole situation was going on. The fire department did not find it so funny.
I'm like just picturing you and Grant opening the door with three firemen just flanked on the stoop. Like,
oh, man.
All right, we got you. Get out of the way.
Like,
no, it's all good. It was a battery situation.
I think the thing that would have been funny for me is Grant's already a very sarcastic human being. So I can't imagine like how he responded to the firefighters.
Yeah, you're so right, dude. You just see Grant being like, you guys going to bring the stretcher in too? Or you just,
yeah. I did let him answer the door while I held the dogs in the other room, and I was just dying laughing. And he said, no, they didn't find it quite as funny as we did.
Oh, dude, that's unfortunate. Because you just know that they were just, yeah, that sucks. You just know there's probably, maybe there's an emergency personnel that can reach out and respond at 9:29 morning shift. I'd love to know, like, do you think in that moment that they're just enjoying, like, a little, you know, snack at 10 o'clock, and then all of a sudden they get this call, and they're, like, jumping in their boots?
I mean, they were there in 5 minutes.
That's
like,
crazy.
What else? I was like, you have to have other more important
Shout
things
out
to
them.
Do. But thank you for stopping by. But words of the wise, if you have a security system, you're supposed to call them and let them know that you are going to be changing the battery so they can disarm your alarm.
I don't know
that.
They were probably chilling. You know, they probably had just had, like, the grill going. They were just sitting back watching a little NBA playoffs. And then here comes Grant McCauley not being able to change a carbon monoxide detector. And now they got to go. And,
My question is, though, is there nobody that can, like, contact them to let them know like everything is okay and they can just hit like a little Yui? Like is that not a thing?
Yeah,
I guess?
Can y'all not hop on the radio? I don't know. There's so many caveats because I have a security system like that, but we do ours through I think it's Ring. And I know there's like Simply Safe and ADT and all that stuff, but you have to like pay a certain to like have it monitored, obviously, but you would think that they could just hop on the radio and be like, yeah, false alarm.
Right. Well, they said their notes weren't clear, so they wanted to come check it out anyway from the security system because they did try to reroute them, okay. But it all happened so fast.
Yeah.
The thing I want to know is the password, because I'm like, do you guys have a password like Vince Vaughn in Couples Retreat? Or is it like... is it like Eddie Matthews, Smoltz, Glavin, something like that?
No, it's Spumoni. It's the semi-pro Will Ferrell's wrestling the bear. Spumoni! How many times did I say Spumoni? Oh, man. Anyway, I think the Heat probably wanted to use their safe word last night. Let's hit front page.
Yeah, the Cleveland Cavaliers basically crushed the Heat in Game 4 yesterday, winning by 55 points. Donovan Mitchell scored 22 points. DeAndre Hunter added 19 to make it 138-83, and that 55-point margin in Game 4 was the fourth biggest playoff win ever. So the record for the biggest playoff win is 58 points. That was done twice, Minneapolis over St. Louis in 1956, and then Denver over New Orleans in 2009.
Dude, here's my analysis. I was watching the game. It was like 11-3. I look over. I do something. I look back. It was 46-17. I was like, well, I can change the channel now.
Yeah. And Dylan, I did the thing last night that I always do where I'm like, I'm going to go check some of the Reddit threads here. I got to see the fallout. And like Miami Heat people are just straight up like, what freaking culture is it? All right? Get rid of Bam. Get rid of Hero. Get rid of everybody.
Just and as shambles.
As a guy coming off a Hawks loss, to the Heat like a week ago, I'm like, what are we supposed to feel like?
Right.
Like we just got routed too by the Heat. Like they're talking about wiping the slate clean.
The thing is, though, I think we would have been, just like anything, any sports matchup, it's all about matchups. Styles make fights, all that good stuff. So I think we would have been a little bit better of a matchup for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I'm not saying we wouldn't have got swept, but I don't think we would have lost by 55 and got blown out by more than double digits each game. But with this thing, the Miami Heat just never had enough firepower to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Andrew Wiggins is cool. I mean, DeAndre Hunter is close to the player that Andrew Wiggins is. Tyler Hero, okay. They have Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. And then Bam Adebayo he can't do anything with Evan Mobley or Jared Allen. So This, to me, I always expected this to be the dud first-round playoff series, but I've been impressed with the rest of the NBA playoffs. So.
Well, another game to mention is the Golden State Warriors. They won over the Rockets 109-106 as Jimmy Butler returned. And Jimmy was coming back from a pelvic injury. He was ready to go. He converted 3 free throws with less than a minute left, clinching the win. And that gives Golden State a 3-1 series lead. Both teams will return to Houston for Game 5 tomorrow night.
Playoff Jimmy, right? I love it, man.
Yeah, look, this is a guy, he got to make those free throws after grabbing the rebound and pretty much clinch everything. The fact that he came back and played, I'm torn here because I love Jimmy Butler. This has been a pretty good series, even though it is 3-1. I love Jimmy Butler, but I'm over Golden State. I'm sick of hearing Steve Kerr at press conferences. I'm just tired of all of it. But I want to see Jimmy Butler kind of finally get his due because the guy's had a couple of finals without that ring.
What do you mean finally get his due?
I want him to get a ring.
That's such an empty – like, that'd be such an empty ring. That'd be such an empty ring.
I 1,000% disagree with that.
Dylan, how much better has Golden State been with Jimmy Butler the last –
They got two other Hall of Famers.
Draymond Green
ain't doing crap. His 6 points is garbage.
Exactly. Draymond Green's not doing anything.
Straight up enforcer mode last night.
Mike, let me tell you this. Golden State, before they got Jimmy, they were under 500. They were a playing team. They still had to get in the playing, but they were lifeless before Jimmy Butler got there.
I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying this whole shtick of like Jimmy finally gets a ring. Bro, he got traded like a month and a half ago, it feels
like.
No,
he didn't.
You know what I mean? Like,
dude,
it's
been a while.
I'm not giving him credit for getting a freaking ring.
What?
Finally.
You're wrong.
Mike, if he leads Golden State to a championship, he would be the main. He would be 1B behind the reason they got a ring, right behind Steph Curry.
Okay.
It'll be him and Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah.
They also had Buddy Hield yesterday that went off, which
Let
I thought was
okay.
Serious.
Buddy Hield is a make or miss guy.
I'm not saying that erases Jimmy, but I just think it was funny because you look at point guards yesterday for Golden State. You don't expect Buddy Hield to have the line he had, and then Steph had like 17.
Mike, I gotta say, I'm shocked at you for short changes Jimmy Butler.
I'm not giving Jimmy credit. Like, he finally gets a ring. We knock Kevin Durant all the time for the same freaking thing.
No, it's way different. No, this is way different. Way different.
Completely different. Jimmy Butler has took the Heat to two finals and lost, okay? Almost single-handedly.
And
a little bit of Tyler
Hero.
Loss
being the keyword.
And then you have Kevin Durant left a team that that blew a 3-1 lead in a series in a conference finals series, left that to go to a 70-win team to win a title. Jimmy Butler wanted out of a bad situation. We saw what happened to them last night, and he went to a team and they were under 500. They were like 15 games over 500 at the end of the regular season. They got into play in. It's not the same, and no one, no duo knows the NBA playoffs better than Dylan and myself on this station.
That's right, and I'll add to Bo's point, because if take Jimmy Butler out of this series and it was Rockets and Golden State, I guarantee you this series would look entirely different if Jimmy Butler was not on the Warriors. The Rockets would have a good chance of either sweeping or giving the gentleman sweep
to
the Warriors.
It's a playoff, Jimmy, is a thing. All right. There's no doubt about it. I'm just not going to sit here and be like, well, yeah, he finally did it. Like, this man, like.
But he would be earning this ring. To me, what you're saying, it sounds like the way I'm receiving what you're saying is he would just be like, he would be that guy that, you know, didn't do anything on the group project but still got an A. He's not going
to. I mean,
that's not going to be his role. He would be a major contributor to this ring.
If they got to the trade deadline in July and Bryce Harper came to the Braves, and you're like, Bryce, you know, like he's going to get that ring. And of course, you know, he's already been there before. I'm just saying, like, it's like you get added at the deadline and you get added to a star-studded lineup. Like, I'm not giving you all this credit.
It's not a star-studded lineup, though.
Hey, I don't know. The guys that the Braves added in 2021 at the deadline sure as hell earned those rings.
Fair enough. Allie's got some stuff that's going to soften the mood a little bit.
Yeah, you guys are all very, very passionate about that topic. So going out on a nice note with the NBA playoffs, I did want to mention, going back to Cleveland and the Heat, Kevin Love, he actually lost his father a couple days ago, and he and Tristan Thompson before the game shared a moment. If you see this hug between the guys, you just see the passion between these former teammates, and everyone was tweeting about how special it was, and it's bigger than the game, and it was just nice. It's a nice thing to see.
Kevin Love putting out the picture of his dad on IG, just an epic dad picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just mustache, shirt off, skinny, he just looks like your prototypical 70s father.
Kevin Love is a guy that's been around forever. I remember him playing against Florida in like the 07 Final Four. He's obviously won some, you know, he's had his title. Tristan Thompson, you know, Allie said former teammate, but this is a guy that's advocated for kind of the mental health stuff in Kevin Love. He's become one of the best social media followers in the NBA. I mean, he was actually having a lot of fun with that whole Jimmy Butler situation in Miami.
Yeah, he was.
Really making it entertaining.
He was.
He's a class act. He's a good guy, and I really hate it for him that he lost his father, but I really love this moment.
And I want to go back to just a minute to the Heat and the fact that they lost in such spectacular fashion like Allie was talking about. How are we to feel as Hawks fans when you see that happen? I know that Dylan's going to sit over here and say, well, Hawks are a better matchup. Like, bro, you got – just completely beat off the floor the last couple nights. Like, beat off the floor.
Well, that's an interesting wording there. But, I don't agree with that sentiment. I understand what Dylan's saying, and I'm not saying he's wrong. I just don't like it. I don't like when people say that. Well, we could have done this. Well, we couldn't. I mean, matchups.
We didn't get there.
Matchups make styles make fights, and it's in every sport a style makes a fight, you know. You got a home run hitting team. They go against a power pitcher. There's a really good chance they get shut out, or they get shut down in that game if that power pitcher is on. But I just don't like that sentiment. We weren't good enough to be there. We don't get the right to say that we'd have done better because they actually handed us our ass. So just, you know, in a lot of ways in that game.
You got four games on the docket for tonight. The Bucks and Pacers, obviously, three of these series can be wrapped up. Bucks, Pacers at 6 o'clock, Pistons, Knicks, Magic, Celtics, those all can be wrapped up. And also, look, man, it's been a classic so far. Clippers and Nuggets face off tonight at 10 o'clock. That game will be on TNT. It's in Denver, so we'll keep our eyes peeled for that one.